My name is Louis Bélanger. I'm the spokesperson of Oxfam. I'm heading to Haiti in a few hours. It's Tuesday night, Port-au-Prince time. I'm heading first to Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic to hopefully reach the capital of Port-au-Prince by Wednesday night. So what we're hearing right now is the, you know, many buildings, including some of the UN headquarters, the presidential palace have collapsed. The casualties can be counted by the hundreds. There's a huge cloud of smoke that has sort of formed itself in the south of Port-au-Prince. The airport is closed right now, and people are desperate for attention. Oxfam will be using its regional headquarters in Panama to send in equipment basically for water. So any equipment for water and sanitation will be sent as soon as the airport is open. So hopefully by the end of Wednesday, tomorrow, and we'll be assessing the situation. Oxfam has accounted for all its staff except for one. We're still trying to reach that person. The phone lines are still down. We're actually reaching our colleagues either by text messages when they get through or by Skype service. So that's how we're operating right now. And we'll be assessing the situation in the next couple of days. But Oxfam will be mainly concentrating on water and sanitation, and making sure people have access to safe and clean water as they're trying to cope with the earthquake that have just struck their country. As we know, Oxfam has been working in Haiti for many years. Haiti is one of the poorest countries in the world. It's the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. So obviously the infrastructures and some of the, you know, basic services are lacking. You know, you can expect the country to be needing international help in the next couple of weeks, no doubt. And Oxfam will be part of that.